Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina. Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's, oh, again, what the fuck? That's right, it's Evil Weasel Wednesday. It's also the last day of May, 31st day of May, 2023. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is 59 degrees here right now at 4,200 feet in the high Cascades in northern Jefferson. We're looking for a high of 70 degrees today for the climate basin and a low of 35 and cloudy. And it's cooled down and it's, you know, thunderstorm kind of weather. It's not what you expected. Not what I expected. At any rate, we've positioned a person up on top of the outrage pile. We had to helicopter them up, and they're taking all this down so they can keep adding to the pile, because we can't just climb up there every fucking day. That's the size of Mount Everest. But we'll see what the outrages of today are, and we'll talk about it a little bit. We'll be right back.
Kings and queens and guillotines taking lives denied. Scotch and parchment, lady lords, when Bishop took the ride on the Sugar Sea.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then, let's see. Let's go to the outrage board. Come on, baby. We'll just start down the outrages and just go. Oh, another strike on Vladimir Putin, ? Over 24 suspected Ukrainian kamikaze drones. Hey, 24 Ukrainian? Wonder where they got those fucking drones at. How many, $1 million a pop to kamikaze them for fucking... Man, we are some fucking stupid people. Drones hit wealthy Moscow region within earshot of Putin's official residence. Several injuries reported. They said there was a video. I couldn't find it. Did the Ukrainians attempt to assassinate Russian President Vladimir Putin Tuesday morning? Did they have assistance in, you know, we're going to continue reading here, but no, they didn't. You ain't going to, we've explained this to you before. They have enough fucking nuclear arsenal to destroy this fucking planet. We have enough nuclear arsenal to destroy this fucking planet. We are not going to conquer Russia. Russia is not going to conquer us. This is a goddamn scam to fucking eke out the last of the fucking wealth of the fucking great nation of the United States of America. That's what this fucking is. It's a fucking scam. It's being run by the fucking Biden gang out of the fucking Ukraine. And all the rest of this shit here, this is bullshit. As former Congressman Ron Paul notes, they previously made this vow. It's Ukraine's pledge to assassinate Putin and art of active deception. You know how fast fucking that Russia could not wipe Ukraine off the fucking map? Ukraine's not a part of NATO. And what the fuck we're doing over there handing over the goddamn fortune of our country while our own people starve underneath the goddamn freeway overpasses? I do not understand. Do you? I do understand. I know exactly what the fuck's going on. You don't hear, you know, they backed away from all these UN dictates, but they're still working on them. They'll pop back up. And, whoa, it passed through the UN committee, and now it's the fucking law of the land of the United States, even though it violates the fucking supreme, superior, absolute, unalienable law of December 15, 1791. The law of the fucking people. The jurisdiction of we, the people. But that, I mean, just as long as they write it down on a piece of, oh God, I read it on a piece of paper. It says, eat shit. I guess I better get me a spoon. That's what this goddamn country's come to, you fucking bunch of pussies. The Daily Mail reported that Moscow was attacked by several suspected Ukrainian drones Tuesday. No, not Ukrainian drones. American fucking drones. Ukrainians ain't got shit. They didn't have shit. This is the United States of Khazaria, right here where you're fucking sitting. Look around you. Look at the decadence. Look at the fucking child molestation, the human trafficking. 9 million fucking children stolen every year. Abused. Fucking great, pedophiled, and you sit there and fucking act like you're, I hold your fucking chin up because you're a fucking American. I fucking hang my head. The early morning assault specifically targeted the wealthiest area of the city where Putin and multiple Russian elites have homes. One local resident pointed out that you know, see, you're going to have something like this. The day after you come out with a fucking video with fucking Hunter Biden with little goddamn 6-year-old children, 7-year-old children, little girls, and cocaine. I mean, my God, yeah, you're going to have something like that. Hey, you better divert their attention away from that. I don't know. Fuck, maybe that's all right with you people out there. It ain't okay with me. But I mean, this, it would take something. I think that's why this story's here. That's why it happened. That's why they did it. And Putin knew it was going to happen, and they ain't going to fucking touch Putin because they fucking ain't going to get the fucking, their asses blowed up. They launched their fucking, their goddamn missiles on this fucking country. We launch our fucking missiles. It's all fucking over. And they fucking know it. And they don't want to destroy what they want to control. They will not destroy what they want to control. They want to destroy the people who fucking own it. That's you and me. One local resident pointed out the attacks all happened within an earshot of Putin's official residence in Nova, God almighty, Ogarevova, Vova, yeah, I'll go with that. Here are the full details from the Daily Mail. Really. Several buildings were damaged in wealthy suburbs of Moscow, including the elite district of Yavka. Covering the fucking world when you should be fucking talking about our own goddamn people and our own goddamn sovereign country, which they think we don't have anymore. Which they have fucking taken through fucking fraud and duplicity, which we are going to fucking take back and hang their fucking asses for it. To the southwest of the capital, one drone exploded into a mushroom cloud near the village of Usovia, which is just down the road from Putin's official Nova Ogarevo resident. Shit. You know, they fucking bombed Gaddafi's home and killed two of his grandchildren. And that was supposed to be one of them international crimes. We've heard about them international crimes, haven't we? You know, you do something, you know, like use cluster bombs in the Gaza Strip. That's a fucking violation of the international law. People, there is no fucking law. There is no remnants of any fucking law. This is goddamn mafia, fucking strong arm, fucking rules, what we're up against. And, well, hell, let's just call it fucking law. Hey, let's go vote. I bet if we go vote in a different fucking mafioso, we'll get a different result. What do you think? One drone exploded into a mushroom cloud, huh? Why would they blow up a fucking drone when they can put any kind of missile on it they want? They got ones that'll carry or just fucking fly a goddamn one of those daisy cutters. It'd probably do more fucking damage. This is a fucking, I think this is to divert our attention away from what we saw yesterday. And of course it is. But I mean, what the hell? Why should they bother? It ain't like we're going to do anything about it, is it? Several buildings, okay. Explosive drones also struck block, explosive drones also struck blocks of flat in Leninsky Prospect and I can't speak Russian. I'm sorry. Street about 6 miles from the center of Moscow, reportedly wounding several residents and damaging the buildings. Tuesday's early morning, a targeted some of Moscow's wealthiest areas, including a western enclave where Putin and the elite have residence. Two people were injured, with some Russians in two damaged apartment blocks were briefly evacuated, according to Moscow's mayor. The New York Times notes that this marked the first time strikes hit civilian areas in Russia's capital. Here are the videos of the assault on Moscow. The Biden regime no doubt loved seeing these images. Bullshit. This is fucking bullshit. And you know what it is? It's they're throwing something really powerful. I mean, you know what? If you fucking blew up the goddamn, what would have happened? What would they do if they blew up the fucking White House? What would happen? Nuclear fucking weapons would happen. People, what they would fire on it. We cannot be taken, people. That's what they don't want us to forget. They want to think that, oh, conventionally, we bring in 10 zillion goddamn foreigners and stuff. No. So all we have to do is get control of our nuclear arsenal and we'll fucking say, go home or you won't have a fucking home to go to and you'll go there anyway into the fucking radiation, you motherfuckers. But this is a fucking diversion. This is a diversion from what we seen yesterday because it came out, the story came out from the Russians about old fucking Hunter Biden, the fucking pedophile. What do we got? Breaking. Jeffrey Epstein served 13 months in jail for having sex with underage girls and being labeled a registered sex offender he worked in. Had meetings with, and I don't even know what the fuck this is supposed to be because there's a goddamn thing here. I'm going to have to talk to these guys. There's nothing to fucking read. It's just a goddamn headlines. Today it was reported that Hyatt Hotels chairman Tom Pitzer had a scheduled meeting with Jeffrey Epstein and Bill Gates at a Hyatt Hotel in New York City in 2014. Again, diversion, 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 diversion. I really don't. I want to know, is fucking Hunter Biden, he's under arrest, right? He's in a holding cell right fucking now, right? That son of a bitch has a fucking $50 million fucking bail, right? For fucking what he, little children and cocaine, little girls, 6, 7 years old. Nah, we're not going to fucking get that. You can't throw up no fucking bullshit that's going to change that. We have to go over this fucking crap, but it doesn't change the goddamn world we're in, people. We're in a world of shit. We're hanging on by our fucking nails.
Hey, Henry.
Go ahead.
And you know the sad thing about this is, man, most dumb people, they can't even see it. The FBI, either the CIA, either one, so they can come in, they can plant kiddie porn all on our freaking computers. They can do that, right? And if they want to set us up, they'll bum rush us and come take our computers. This guy had kiddie porn all on his computer, knowing good and damn well they put it on there. And the public, they'll look at us and be like, oh, those guys are just sickos. But a person like Hunter Biden, they don't say people about him.
Exactly. It's like when the Hatari militia was taken, what they did to their website. You know, they're a Christian militia. And you went to their website, and it was the nastiest. I mean, people eating each other's feces. It was the disgusting. That's what they did that. Oh, and that's okay, you see. And in the end, the fucking, they were vindicated, but it was, I don't know. I never heard what became of that. But you're absolutely right. They, I mean, oh, man. How many people have fucking, you know, for a 19-year-old guy screwing a fucking 16-year-old girl, you get, you know, they fall in love and fucking what might have you. How many guys have picked up sex jackets like that, not been able to fucking work just because of fucking nature? I mean, it wasn't unnatural. You know, back in the days of the colonies, it wasn't unnatural for a 50-some-year-old man to take a 12-year-old girl to fucking goddamn as his wife. I mean, this shit has gone on forever. It's just, it just has. And then when you let the fucking churches join the fucking government, which was forbidden by the first article, well, I mean, goddamn, it gets kind of confusing, doesn't it? I mean, the fucking morality kind of goes down the shitter, doesn't it? Independent journalist AJ Benze says he spoke to someone in the room with Jamie Foxx, who said Foxx has a blood clot in the brain after getting vaccinated. And I don't, again, here, I have a fucking goddamn link. I'm going to talk to these guys. What the fuck am I supposed to do with this fucking link? This is not a story or ain't even a goddamn video. He was full of some white growth. Funeral director John O'Looney exposes what's inside the bodies of the vaccinated. And this is some nasty shit. He was full of some white growth. Funeral director John O'Looney exposes what's inside the bodies of the vaccinated. And the you know, they keep talking about them. They're finally to the point to where they're saying, yeah, you know, the vaccinated, they're fucked. You went and took that shot, man. You took some shit in your system. But they're not talking about I'll tell you, more people, I think, got sick, got the sickness in them, got the shit in them from the fucking goddamn shedding of the fucking, you know, million or 2 or 3 million fucking typhoid Marys they turned loose. They might as well have sprayed it as an aerosol. It's in everybody's fucking body. If you had to go out, I mean, unless you've been living in a goddamn fucking sealed fucking environment, it's in your fucking body. I mean, I believe this shit is in, I can feel it in mine. I read people's comments. They can feel it in theirs. I've never had the fucking shot. Laura didn't have it, but it sure as hell killed her. So don't, I mean, fucking, that's what we should be talking about. How many of our people have they killed that weren't stupid enough to take that goddamn shot? That's not what we should be fucking killing these bastards. Either way, I mean, either you fix this guy. I mean, this is either you fix this fucking problem or you succumb to it. That's the goddamn choice. And I don't understand the fucking reluctance. It's one more day. Well, we could wait. You know,
what does gain of function mean to you?
Well, that means to me that they got another fucking sickness that fucking that isn't COVID-19, because there was never going to be COVID-19, but they are in these fucking laboratories and they got them in fucking Ukraine. We're fucking paying for them with our money. They're just kind of like the Indians, you know, the first time around. The American Indians, they paid for their own fucking destruction from the resources of their fucking land. And that's what they're doing again. And we're fucking standing by and letting it fucking happen. I mean, a handful are doing this to us. It is a disgust. It is a disgrace. And we will go down in history if we do not stand up and fucking stop this shit. We will go down in history as the most cowardly fucking people that ever drew fucking air. And that is a goddamn fact.
That's where we're at today.
You goddamn right it is, brother. He was full of some white growth. Funeral director John O'Looney, ex-funeral director John O'Looney, sits down with Gareth, I can't read that, for the first episode of our new series, Iconic Voices, the man who came the prominence for, and it goes on. I don't even know. I'm going to have to see what these fucking are. At any rate, man, it's the whole, the most of our, you know, we spend a year, we talk about something, and we see a problem, man. I mean, this is how, like, through the history of the fucking trenches, and we say, this is what's going on. It's just like the fucking Federalist Papers. They told us what was going to fucking happen, and now we're fucking living it. But we, you know, we'd say, God, this is, isn't this obvious to you people? And then fucking, oh, yeah, bullshit. No, give him a chance. I got to, that one really always fucking burned my ass. Give him a chance. Give that multi-billionaire fucker with goddamn his fucking buddies, his fucking international fucking elitist fucking mafia buddies. Give him a chance. I loved that. I loved that. You gave him a chance, and everybody, you can't point the finger at Trump. The fuck I can't. These big, huge arsenals of fucking weapons that we're sending out of here that are being sold on the fucking black market, and the money going in the pockets of the fucking corporate mafia, that's the man who fucking put him there. He's the man. We got to rebuild our arsenal, don't we? We could get attacked by China. I mean, and people forget that that's what was the fucking excuse. Don't you remember? You remember, I mean, the military budget, I mean, fucking more than the top 10 in the fucking world, all of them put together do not match the fucking military budget. The kill budget. This is for killing people. Do you really think people want to kill each other that fucking bad? No, they don't. This is all killing over resources. This is killing over fucking goddamn power over other people so that they can sit down a fucking agenda where you can have pedophilia. You can have fucking Hunter Biden fucking with little girls and cocaine right in your goddamn, hey, evidence. There's the fucking video. That cocksucker's in prison. I mean, he's in jail, right? He's being held. He's been given a $10 million bond, which would be paid immediately, no fucking doubt about it. No, nothing will happen to that son of a bitch. That has ate at me. I mean, I couldn't sleep last night thinking about that motherfucker. People, if this is going to stop, are they going to stop it? You just ask yourself that. Are they going to stop it? And if they're not going to stop it and you're not going to stop it, I guess it's going forward, isn't it? I guess it's going to happen. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
I'm sorry about that. Hey, you remember when Trump first came out, and what did we see on here? The son of a bitch was bailed out by the Rothschilds, Ribbert Ross of Rothschilds Inc. in the 80s when he went bankrupt. So who do you think he owed allegiance to when they bailed him out of billions of dollars? Didn't we say that?
He was bailed out 9 fucking times, dude, and came out of it a billionaire. Could you and I file bankruptcy 9 fucking times and come out of it a billionaire? Hell no. To pretend that son of a bitch was nothing more than another member of the international corporate mafia. He's a fucking actor. God damn it, he was running a reality show, a horse shit reality show. And you bring a fucking actor on and he acts and you fucking people fall for it and you make me want to fucking puke. Sorry.
And you know what, Henry? I sort of used to feel sorry for the people on January the 6th, and I realized these were the same people who was taking up for him, and that's what you fools get. He lured y'all up there and trapped y'all, walked away, and left y'all there. You haven't said nothing about those idiots, and you still have fools out here who are still talking about Trump 2024. Come on, man.
I hear you, brother. And you got
to know what?
Go ahead. So, go ahead. Sorry.
Where'd the money come from to bail him out? Our income taxes, that's what our freaking labors.
Yep.
You know? Our money.
They
all get that. All these billionaires and corporations get this shit. We're paying for it, man. They're riding off of us a lot for over 100 years now.
They have, you got it right, corporate welfare. There's no real wealth unless it is created through fucking work and making product. And we're the ones that do that. Yes, we're the ones that do that. So yes, we are the ones that fucking bailed him out. That son of a bitch.
Bastards.
Low life bastards. Here we go. Facebook admits COVID vaccine destroyed immune system and caused New Forms of AIDS by Richard Willett. Facebook has confirmed that 5 months worth of official government data does, in fact, prove COVID vaccination destroys the immune system, leading to what what can be described as a new form of acquired immunity deficiency syndrome. And hey, you know what? Again, told you so. I mean, fucking, what is this shit? I'm going to back this up. What the hell happened? Went wrong there. Try that again. I don't want to know. Okay. Again, no, that's, I'm going to have to talk to you guys. Where's the rest of the fucking story? See, happening now, House GOP and White House made a second agreement that ensures Ukraine aid will not be limited, but discretionary spending like food assistance and veteran funding will be capped for the next 2 years. Horseshit. Fuck, they don't care if Americans starve to death. Anybody that thinks they give one fucking shit, they want us dead. They are trying to kill us. They are killing us. They're killing us by the fucking score. We're not killing back. They want us fucking dead because we're the legitimate fucking owners of this piece of fucking real estate that is the richest piece of real estate on planet Earth. And it is our heritage. It is our inheritance. And look at what there's another story down here talking about New York City and the fucking illegals down there. Right by Times Square, the best fucking hotel in fucking town. $500 a fucking night. They're paying, and that's what it costs to go in that motel, and they've ran everybody out of there. There's nothing but these fucking third world animals in there. They've ripped the fucking place apart. It's going to come down. I mean, it'll have to be torn down when this is all over with. Well, when they get through destroying it. They got fucking pack guns in there. They fucking say, I mean, these motherfuckers, we are being recolonized. You better fucking wake up, people. You want to fucking wake up and be a third world piece of shit, nobody, nothing, fucking do it. I won't. I'm a goddamn American national. This fucking country, our people, do you think of the years our people spent and the wealth and the fucking sweat that we spent building this goddamn country, the best country on fucking planet Earth? Even though it was fucking a fraud from fucking the time Abraham Lincoln fucking declared martial law to fucking date. And when they took out the fucking, it wasn't even a constitution because it was a constitution that never was. But when they enacted the goddamn corporation, I mean, Jesus, what does it take for people to fucking do anything? I mean, you don't even hear people talking in the fucking, everybody should be talking to everybody. But the first thing they did, they came in, they got rid of our common law courts because that was where we would have fucking took them to task and we would have destroyed them. We would just, people were still free. They knew what freedom was. You went to fuck with their freedom. They took you right in there and your ass would have went to fucking prison, even though you were still running under a two-tiered system. And that's as King Chuck was working his goddamn esquires and their fucking British accredited registry in as our fucking system of fucking law in violation of the fucking ninth article of our fucking supreme, superior, absolute, unalienable, ratified by the representatives of we the people law of December 15, 1791. The sneaking, I mean, God damn it, man. It ain't like we were living the life of Riley then. But people just did not. Well, I guess it started with the education system. That's where the communists start. They start with the little kiddies. You get an idea in somebody's head, and then it's hard to get it out. I mean, the indoctrination. You have indoctrinate somebody over fucking several years, and then even when the truth comes to them, you can show them the fucking truth. You can point at it and touch it, and show them the truth, and their fucking programming kicks in. That's a conspiracy theory. That's a fucking fact. Read it. They wrote it. I didn't. They did. That's them telling you, you stupid ass. Well, that's a conspiracy theory. I don't believe in conspiracy theories. I mean, this is how deeply they had the programming in place. And, you know, even out here where I grew up, fucking the program, I mean, it was just incrementally just put in place, put in place. First, we were taught to worship the motherfuckers that should have been hung. I mean, when the fucking, after the surrender of Yorktown, the fucking Patriots should have went to fucking goddamn Philadelphia and hung every one of those son of a bitches that were former fucking servants of the king. They were all the king's men, the same fuckers that were oppressing the people in the colonies. That's who the people rose up against. And hear that, but they didn't do it. Why? I always wonder why. I would love to go back in time and ask why. Why didn't you take out the last of the fucking problem? They were the fucking problem, weren't they? They were sitting there. They went there fucking colonial conventions. They were, what were they really? They were a bunch of fucking merchants deciding which side they were going to fucking finance and which side they were going to be a part of. And they financed both sides. Some of these son of a bitches that we were taught to worship fucking worked for both fucking sides. Hey, if I can sell some fucking war material to this fucking, to the British, I'm going to fucking do it. If I can do that, and I mean, they did this with impunity. And they even, and then when it's over, these same son of a bitches who were the cause of the fucking problem, because they never did join the fucking people. They took care of number fucking one. And when this the fucking so-called revolution was over, there was no fucking goddamn surrender. They went to England, and they went into the deep, dark dungeons of the Masonic Lodge, and they all became lords in their own fucking right. Lords, duchesses, and dukes. And they were sent back here, and you got to realize that even the founding of the colonies, that was all corporations. You know, this company, that company, the fucking Mayflower Pact, that was, everybody thinks it was, oh, a bunch of people got on a ship and come over free. No, they were indentured servants. They were here to establish a colony, but they had to pay to the fucking company that fucking sent them there. It's been fucking corporate fucking welfare since they hit the beach. It's been nothing but, it's all for the fucking rich man and fuck everybody else. Well, I'll tell you what, 1%. We wipe your fucking ass out and take everything back, and then we'll take us a fucking vacation. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. Maybe. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back.
Seasons don't fear the reaper, nor do the wind, the sun, or the rain. Come on, baby, don't fear the reaper. Baby, take my hand, don't fear the reaper. We'll be able to fly, don't fear the reaper. Baby, I'm your man.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
and I learned about the gun. And every night at supper time, I answer to what I've done. Hooks today, I forgot about the way it used to be. They got no respect and no cold steel, just games on TV. A burning hell before I sell my rights away from me. It's high time we embrace the tool that keeps all men free.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiliquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiliquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It's 12:43 Pacific time, and of course, that was Hog Jar with Get Some. But to get some Hog Jar, you got to give somebody. Somebody's got to give some for him to get some. They give us some, man, and we take it. We just fucking take it. Back to what we were at. Oh, here we go. Crimes against humanity and children. Pfizer knew and kept going away. No. Did you hear that? Did you guys hear that? Pfizer knew. Oh, report 72. I mean, this is just a bunch of fucking gibberish to me. Organ dysfunctional syndrome, what it might have you. I got to see what the fuck these guys are doing, putting this shit up that I can't even fucking understand, let alone know how to go to where to read it. Major development. Victims of Jeffrey Epstein announced possession of secret sex tapes of powerful figures in court documents by Republicans. Now, here's another diversion. We don't need, you know what? Before we go after these fuckers, we got one fucker that, we played his goddamn, his fucking porn, his child porn fucking goddamn video on the fucking goddamn site yesterday. Everybody could see him with little fucking 6-7-year-old little girls and goddamn dressed like fucking whores and fucking laying cocaine and what might have. Well, hey, we just forget. Don't look at that. That's one of the royalty. That's Hunter. And you know, fucking daddy, the fucking baby sniffer. This is fucking hereditary. I'm sure old Bo fucking had his share of little kitties too. The sick son of a bitches. At any rate, let's see what we got here. Sarah Ransom, one of sex trafficker and pedophile Jeffrey Epstein's victims, claims in a newly released deposition that Epstein made sex tapes of wealthy friends and associates. Now, did you guys, any of you people out there not already fucking know this? You see how they got these, just all of this fucking, they got globs and globs of piles of shit. And you get to smelling some of this kind of shit. They'll throw some other kind of shit on there to divert your attention away from the shit you just smelt. Excuse me a second. Sorry about that. All right, let's see. Go on. I mean, we'll play the game. I mean, what the fuck else do we got to do here, people? Not only that, she has seen the tapes and made copies. Whoopee. Uh-oh, now they're going to, hey guys, I bet they're going to have indictments in 5 days. I bet they're going to indict them. And no, Hunter Biden wouldn't want him. No, Hunter Biden, he doesn't do that kind of thing. We all know Hunter Biden doesn't take little fucking children, babies. You sick son of a bitch. Ransom deposition is part of his lawsuit against Epstein. See, a lawsuit. Why? A lawsuit? How about fucking jail? How about this is a crime? It's a crime against fucking children. Oh, God, how much shit did they sell us during the 70s, 80s, and 90s because it was for the children, people? How much bullshit? How did they get their goddamn political correctness into place and their multiculturalism into fucking place? It's for the fucking children. We can see what they think of our children, of anybody's fucking children. Sickening son of a bitches. Epstein's partner, Gishling, Maxwell filed by Virginia Guffey, another of Epstein's victims. In it, she claims to have seen video footage of two of Epstein's associates engaged in sexual acts with a female victim. South African-born Ransom became involved with Epstein's when she was lured to Epstein's web by one of his recruiters after coming to New York. See, we're reading a little story. This is getting off. Oh, yeah, that's right, Hunter Biden. That's what I was thinking about. That son of a bitch. There's the goddamn prima facie of fucking evidence that you cannot fucking deny. And that son of a bitch, where's the arrest warrant? Where's the story about Hunter Biden being arrested? I know he's done a lot worse than, I mean, bad, other shit. His dealings with China, his treason, his fucking espionage, that lowlife son of a bitch and fucking whole Biden family. But this fucking, I mean, here we are. I mean, let's talk about, if we talk about something else, this is a blow. Don't worry, it'll blow over. It was just about like three or four little fucking 6 or 7 year old little girls and goddamn, fucking sex clothes and fucking what little clothes they had on. And fucking weighing cocaine and fucking having pedophilic sex with the little children. You sick son of a bitch. It's not going to go away. And how we can fucking call ourselves fucking, what kind of people are we? I was asking myself the other day, I mean, just last night, I'm the only one here. What kind of fucking people are we that would allow this shit? Like I said, we have become the United States of Khazaria. Where little children aren't fucking safe. One video, they talk about 9 million children are abducted in this country every year. 9 fucking million, and then they hand them over to their pedophilic fucking child sex trafficking rings. And my God, people.
Well, hey Henry. Yeah. You know, here in Oklahoma a few years ago, what happened here? Let's see, CPS. Thousands and thousands of kids came up missing just out of CPS. And where do you think they went?
I can tell you where they fucking went. Same place some little girls in that goddamn picture went, and that goddamn video went. But again,
exactly.
Yeah, exactly, man. But again, you know, here we are. I mean, like I said, I guess we're just here to fucking entertain ourselves, because I mean, are we looking for a reason to fight? Are we looking for a reason to destroy this fucking sickness? This is the fucking pandemic. This is the fucking sickness right here, people. But of course, you know, go ahead.
I'm sorry. You know what, Henry? If you're scared out there, let me tell you something. The minute you said anything negative on the internet about the government, the minute you dialed in into the word from the trenches, the minute you did that, you was already on their radar. So if you think you're not on their list, you are on their list if you listen to Henry. You're on their list if you listen to any alternative things, because they know your mindset. They know that you know what's going on. So if you're scared, they got you already.
Yeah, so you, I mean, God, fight. I mean, you're going to leave, you want to just, what do you, what, I mean, if fighting ain't your fucking plan, what is your fucking plan? What is your remedy? You're going to find a way to to, I don't know, break bread and make fucking nice with these fucking people? That fucking
we're going to vote. We're going to vote. We got to vote. We got to vote our way out of this.
I forgot about the vote. Thank you, man. I forgot that. We can vote them out. Of course we can. It's worked so well for fucking 200 years, hasn't it? I mean, look at... I'll tell you, even the anti-federalists didn't see this deep.
As hey, guys.
Yeah, go ahead.
Is there any truth to the fact they're going to do away with cash in July in this country?
Pardon?
I heard they're going to do away with cash this July.
Cash?
I thought that. Is there any truth to that? Anybody know?
What? I don't understand what you're asking.
They're going to do away with the money.
Oh, do away with cash. Shit.
Yeah, cash.
People are trying to bring those CBDCs in. I know that. That's what they're trying to bring in, except for bank digital currency. But I haven't heard them trying to take cash completely away from us.
Yeah.
I don't think that they would do like it just a
I thought I heard someone say that, so I was just wondering if that's true or not, because I can't find it out. I don't know. I thought maybe you guys might know a little something about that. But
it's my belief that they wouldn't just do it just like turn in your cash next Wednesday and for
yeah.
Days. Yeah, you know.
Right. Make your cash all of a sudden worthless one day.
Mm-hmm. People, yeah. You start fucking. Go ahead. Sorry.
Hey, have you heard that they are trying to get rid of now where you can't buy like the fish amoxicillin? I think all that's going to be gone where you can't buy all like the amoxicillin from the pet supply place and like from tractor supply. That's gone June the 11th. They're taking that away from us.
Yeah, they're going to try to do that.
There's another way to get it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm, you know, fuck people. I say something like that, and fuck, if I'm going to die, I'm going to fucking die fighting. I'm going to walk right in there. Fuck, don't give me my goddamn fucking the medication I have to live. I'll fucking kill you right along with me. I don't give a fuck. I'm past giving a fuck. I have no heart. I have no fucking soul left. All I got is fucking goddamn indignation and fucking anger. And I'm fucking ready to fight. And there's a lot of us that are ready to fight. But they're going to just let... If we just sit back and just fucking keep doing this shit, we're going to die on the fucking vine. We ain't going to kill no goddamn buddy. We ain't going to do... Your children are going to have to fight. You're going to see your children... I mean, so many of our fucking families are going to die in the fight. When the fight finally happens, if the fucking people would just get off there. And every day, man, you think back into the 70s. If we would have fucking took these fuckers on back then, the losses to our people would have been fucking a fucking fraction of what they're going to be. And if you take it back to 1933 when they took the fucking gold without due process of law for each individual that they took the gold from, if they would have fought then, It would have really been a minute fucking issue. The people would have kicked their fucking ass in seconds. Oh, okay. Well, we're here. Thank God she managed to get a hold of some footage of the filmed sex tapes, which clearly identifies faces redacted and redacted having sexual intercourse with her. Why would you redact it? Go ahead and tell your fucking story, lady. Because this is being put up to divert our attention from the absolute fucking debauchery that we fucking witnessed yesterday. Hunter Biden, I mean, that sick little fuck, man. I think about 9 million fucking kids being taken. And this is the kind of shit they're doing to those little kids. What kind of people are we? Are we even fucking people? Maybe this fucking, that's what this is all about. This goddamn platelets and the fucking spike proteins and all this shit to change your DNA until that is acceptable to you. But I think, you know, I'm thinking about it last night. They fucking, you know, they show this out there and nothing's going to happen to the son of a bitch. And then it's a lifestyle. They keep trying to try that lifestyle for pedophilia. Jesus, like I said, the United States of Khazaria. Either we accept this shit or we fight it. And we're not fighting it. I don't understand why. I mean, if I seen somebody doing something like that to a kid, I would kill them dead. I don't give a fuck what the consequences was. I'd choke them to death with my bare fucking hands. Any goddamn human being would. These little kids ain't even had a chance to fucking look at the sky enough times. You know, even look at it, you know, all the fucking cool things they have, the discovery of when you're a little child, you know, playing with grasshoppers and butterflies and all that shit. No, we're going to take you to a goddamn fucking island somewhere, and we're going to fucking pedophile you. We're going to destroy you while you're still a little tiny girl or a little tiny boy. And we fucking allow it, guys. I'm sorry. We just fucking, there's nothing I can do about the fact that we fucking allow it. And I have to say that we fucking allow it. Here it is. Naked trees and illegal alien invaders illegally being threatened or treated like royalty in New York City. This is where that, you should go watch this fucking video. It's not that long. And it shows them. I mean, these are $500 fucking night rooms. Shit. You know, fucking, we're fucking out here trying to fucking survive as American nationals that can trace our lineage back to the beginning of this goddamn country. Before it. Before the fucking beginning of this country. And these motherfuckers walk across the border, and they're being handed everything. And, I mean, they're tearing and ripping. I remember, you know, when they... We've been doing this a while. And in the beginning, it was when they showed this man and his wife and his little children. And they just want to come to America for a better life. And now they're in here and they're ripping this goddamn place apart, murdering our fucking people, just like we told you they were going to do. And fucking, you know, being right is one. What good is it if fucking people won't fucking stand? I don't understand the people. And like I said yesterday, everybody talks about the plastics, everything, goddamn, I breathed it, and I've been exposed to every fucking goddamn thing you have. And if there was a fucking goddamn, just any, if people just step up and to start fucking, I'm not just going to sacrifice my life so that somebody can fucking write a few articles and I can disappear into the fucking pages of history. I want this goddamn thing. It should be across the board. It should be, there should be no argument amongst us. When it comes down to what we looked at yesterday, with that son of a bitch, with those little fucking girls, there should be no argument. You should say, but then again, you got gold and silver. Gold and silver. These people fucking are planning fucking defenses of their gold and silver. They want to come out of it. They want to be the goddamn aristocracy of the future. They want to be your future oppressors. They never have really liked that goddamn Bill of Rights because it makes you fucking even with them. It makes you, you know, they're not better. They can't look down their goddamn nose at you because you have every bit of authority that they do. You're a king. He's a king. We were supposed to have a level playing field, you know, fucking and currency, you know, debt-free currency, free enterprise so that we could tap our own fucking resources. All of us should be living goddamn lives of life. We should be happy people. We aren't even happy. You know, it wasn't until this fucking lie of COVID, and it was a fucking total, this was an op, a blatant op. I mean, that's what we're talking about today, you know. They're talking about, yeah, well, Pfizer knew all the time. This, yeah, we know. We knew it then. It was you fucking fools that went out there and put on the fucking mask and played the fucking game because you would trust one of these son of a bitches before you trust your own fucking eyes. You know how insane that is? Knowing they want to kill you, they've come right out and told you they want to fucking depopulate this fucking planet down to 500 million fucking people. I bet there's close to fucking, I don't know. It'd be hard to guess now. I don't know how many they've killed with this fucking shit they've released on the people. But they make yeah, go ahead.
You know the sad thing about it is, man, I tried to explain this to someone. I said, during the fake pandemic, I said, you tell me this. Why you didn't hear any ambulances? But after this shot, all of a sudden, I hear ambulances everywhere now.
Yep.
Everywhere. Ambulance and fire trucks going everywhere. I have heard them more post-COVID shot than these dang old murder, death, kill shots than any other time in my life, man.
Well, I observed it like in the grocery stores. You know, most grocery stores have a pharmacy. And the line, when the line's in the pharmacies, they go clear out the fucking door. I mean, you'd wait two hours in the line to get to the fucking pharmacist. And then after everybody started finding out what the shit was and refused to take it, it came down until it was normal again. There'd be two or three people at the counter, you know, what might have you. And then you'd hear about, oh, there's a variant and they're giving a booster shot. There was the lines right back. I mean, fuck, how stupid do you have to be? Of course there was. You're making people sick. They're doing it on purpose. They're killing us. Like I said, if you don't have this already in your body, I doubt it. I fucking really do doubt it. And the harder you work your fucking body, the more you're going to notice it. And fucking, I mean, it's a slow kill, son of a bitch. But it will fuck. It's going to fucking kill you anyway. They've already fucking killed you. And you're not even going to raise a hand to try to stop them. You're not going to raise, I mean, the fact that we won't raise a hand to stop that shit, what I saw in that fucking video yesterday. And then these videos today talking about the fucking fact, 9 million children abducted in the United States every year. 9 million people. And this is what's happening to those little kids. We fucking, you know, like I said, the United States of Khazaria. There's never been nothing like this in the history of this fucking planet on this kind of a fucking scale, because they did it fucking worldwide. They all came together. All the sickos came together and quit squabbling. Said, we can just have a handful of sickos in them. And we've got all the resources. We brought all the resources to bear. We had told the people, go forth and be fruitful and multiply and dig out the fucking gold, dig out the fucking oil, dig up the fucking ground. Tear on the fucking forest, rip it all apart and send us the fucking money. And we've got it all under our fucking control now. We don't need these son of a bitches. I mean, it's like a fucking draft horse or something, you know, it just got too old. Off to the glue factory with your fucking ass. Well, I got news for you, son of a bitches. This country belongs to us, and everything you've taken, you've stolen. You've taken through an act of fraud and deception. You have taken through fucking goddamn murder. You've taken through goddamn rape, you filthy fucking son of... It's like I said yesterday, hey, you people who believe in God, tell me something about your God. Why are the fucking evilest, sickest fuckers in the world being rewarded with fucking goddamn... I mean, look at Bill Clinton. How old is that son of a bitch? Look at that fucking Henry Kissinger. How old is that son of a bitch? George Soros. Long life of prosperity, long lives they got to live, and they're still fucking alive, and they're still fucking little children. I mean, I guess, I don't know. I mean, I'm sure that they can come up with their subject matter and come up with some kind of fucking explanation, but it looks to me like the fucking evil is rewarded and the fucking good is fucking punished, and I do mean punished. At any rate, well, that's enough talking about this shit today. We'll talk about this shit some more tomorrow. We'll talk about fucking naked trees and illegal alien invaders and fucking $500 a day rooms, food paid for, fucking clothes. Just go watch that video. It's called The Naked Treason. It's over on fucking From the Trenches. Go look at that. Watch that fucking video and listen to this. And look what they did to that building. I mean, third world. It looks like, I mean, it was sitting next to Times Square. And it's just a third world fucking building now. And it will, and the guy who's talking about it is going to have to be tore down pretty soon because they just ripped that son of a bitch to pieces. I mean, it's, just look at it. And remember Pedro and his wife Consuelo and their two little children who just wanted a better life. And see if that's what you fucking got. And they can still calling these cocksuckers immigrants. There never were immigrants. They are illegal aliens. And we're not doing any goddamn thing about it.
I'm sure they get bailed out by the government, just like September 11th. They'll rebuild it for them.
They'll pay for it. We'll pay for every bit of it. The son of a bitch out there, stupid-ass American national, working for a fucking living, barely fucking making it. Barely keeping a roof over your head, not having the best of fucking food, in the country, in your country that is the richest country on planet Earth, and you are working to take care of these worthless fucking third world fucking animals, and that's all there is fucking to it. Anyways, we'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, because we're going to keep asking the fucking question. Why are we allowing this? How can we... Go ahead.
Coward and stupidity.
Cowardice and stupidity. I agree with that. But can we as a people, I mean, when we look at ourselves as a people, how can we fucking, I don't know. I can't stand it. I don't want to be associated with being an American if this is what Americans do. If Americans allow this kind of shit, you are the cowardliest, sickest fucking people on the planet. What's wrong with you? These are little kids. Number one fucking thing for in a civilization, you take care of the women and children and the old people. And then the poor. And everybody, it seems to me, is just, I'm okay. I'm okay. As long as I'm all right, no, I'm not going to worry about it. Something. Me. I don't want to put myself to the hazard for somebody else. Goddamn good thing that your ancestors weren't that fucking way, or you'd already had this tenfold by now. They took them some time to get it all fucking plugged in, because there were some men back in the 1775 who had the fucking balls to fight, who had the fucking balls to stand up and say, yeah, I will not be your fucking subject. I will not be your slave. What's mine is mine, and you ain't fucking taking it. Anyway, we'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. And until then, man, I mean, that's what I think about mostly is, how can fucking people fucking stand themselves? How can they stand to be alive and know this shit is going on? To know that children are being hurt on that kind of fucking scale. It's just baffling to me. I didn't grow up nowhere special and no special home or anything, but goddamn decency, fucking right and wrong is right and wrong. And if you don't stand up for fucking right, you're standing up for wrong. And that is The Word from the Trenches.